Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street and conveniently located next to the C, E, and number one trains.
You told me the day that you show me your face.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The new album from singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten is called Are We There? And I've been looking at the track listing. It includes song titles like Our Love, Your Love Is Killing Me, and I Love You But I'm Lost. Now my keen powers of deduction tell me that Sharon Van Etten's fourth record is about love, and maybe the end of it. We'll talk more about the album in a moment, but first, Sharon Van Etten and her band are here in the Soundcheck studio to give us a preview of some of the music from Are We There? This track is called Tarifa.
I found
That is Sharon Van Etten and her band live on Soundcheck and a song called Tarifa. You'll find that on her latest album, her fourth, called Are We There, which comes out on Tuesday the 27th. We're getting to hear some of it live on Soundcheck today. And Tarifa, the name of the song, with Sharon Van Etten singing, playing guitar. She's also got a keyboard she'll be playing in a moment. Doug Keith also on guitar. Brad Cook playing bass, doing some backing vocals. Heather Woods Broderick playing keyboards and doing some backing vocals. Darren Jesse behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Sharon, good to see you again.
It's nice to see you too.
So have you been to Tarifa?
I have been to Tarifa. I wrote that song in Tarifa.
You wrote it in Tarifa. Okay, which is it's the southernmost point of Spain, isn't it?
Yes, it's my boyfriend came out to Spain when we played Primavera, and we rented a car and drove down the coast, and at that point I hadn't seen him in 6 months, so we just wanted to have quality time together, and we stayed in a solar-powered house on a cliff overlooking Morocco.
Right, so it's right across the Straits of Gibraltar from North Africa.
Exactly. We stayed in Gibraltar and stayed in a houseboat.
Wow. No song about that, though.
No, because it was actually really weird. That'd be a Weird Al song.
So the album, Are We There? I mean, is this a breakup album, essentially?
Well, it's deeper than that, because it really parallels trying to have a career and trying to have a relationship and trying to balance the two and the struggles that come with both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was writing when I was writing it. You know, it's all very stream of conscious. So
at the end of the process, you look back and you think, oh, that's what this is.
No wonder people think I'm so down. It's just what I do.
Wow. So how long did it take? I mean, you know, Tramp came out, and then you were out on the road on your own. I saw you with the National at one point. I mean, you were all over the place. When did you get to write this?
While Heather was trying to sleep on tour, while I had a mini break, you know, a week or so at home, I just write all the time, but it was during the touring of Tramp I wrote it in the last 2 years.
Now, see, a lot of songwriters say they can't write on the road. For you, that doesn't seem to be so. Middle of the night after a gig, you would wake Heather up and say, I need you to play something. I'm working on a song.
Well, I was like, put in your earplugs or something. Put on your noise canceling headphones. And I'm really sorry it's 4 a.m. and I'm writing Your Love Is Killing Me. You know, it's just sometimes I just have to.
Yeah. Are you a fan in general of albums like, you know, Blood on the Tracks, the Bob Dylan breakup album, or Shoot Out the Lights, Richard?
Totally.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone loves a love song, even if, like, up or down, you know? That's the one thing that I think is, like, universal.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about an album called Are We There? I do notice the lack of a question mark. It's not, are we there? It's like, are we there? You know, it's just, there's something kind of resigned about it. I don't know.
I always have to have some kind of wink in a title because I'm a moron. And so, like, Because I Was in Love had a lowercase. Epic was a lowercase E. Tramp, I'm just making fun of myself, you know, from being a wanderer and mm-hmm. a woman. But then this was more of, you know, are we there? Like, are we there yet? I also wanted to be open-ended. You know, are we there? You think of a road trip. But are we there is also a question I always ask myself, where I'm at, where I'm in my relationship with my friends, my family, who I am. And because it's open-ended, I thought a question mark would be distracting.
Yeah. Well, and for someone like you who has had so many roles in the music industry, I mean, Jonathan Myberg of Shearwater was talking about you tour managing him.
Yes.
Is that right? You
yes.
actually worked as a tour manager?
I was terrible, by the way. I was an awful, awful. I was a crash
Not
course
as he tells
in tour
it.
Managing. Jonathan, you liar.
And here, you know, you've not only written and sung and played on this album, but you co-produced it as well. You've done backing vocals. What was it like being a backing singer for Nick Cave in the Bad Seeds?
It was pretty unbelievable, and I felt very honored to do it. And I got to sing with my friend Shilpa Ray, who's based here too, and she's an old friend that I met when I first moved here, and it was nice to have a familiar face when you're doing something that intense.
Right. Shilpa's performed for us downstairs in the green space, as have you. Sharon Van Etten here with me on Soundcheck. How different, how difficult is the transition going from center stage, the spotlight, the big microphone, to one of the two or three that's off to the side and way in the back?
It was really amazing. I love that. Because I don't always want to perform my own songs. I like singing with other people. I like collaborating with other people. And also, even though it was for Nick Cave, it was really nice to just hang back and not be my thing. Mm. I can hear harmonies all the time, and it's something I grew up with choirs, so that comes naturally.
Did you grow up with country music at all?
Not until I moved to Tennessee. So until right after high school, I moved to Tennessee, and that was where I got educated in country, but not growing up.
Because, there are tracks on this new record that, they don't sound like country music, but they sound like someone who has some awareness of country music, especially the closing track. Called Every Time the Sun Comes Up. Now, the video for that is on the Soundcheck website.
Oh, thank you.
Soundcheck.org. It is definitely worth checking out. Did you have anything to do with the making of the video? We see an old guy putting on makeup, and it turns out he's like a late-night TV vampire horror film TV host. And things are just not going well for him.
Parallels my life. I have dear friends in Philly that do work for me sometimes. An old friend, Allison from Jersey, Allison Vocolo, she is a beautiful visual artist. And I'd asked her to help me with a video, but her friend ended up helping with a lyric video. And that went over so well that we asked them to do another one, and they came up with this idea, and I loved it.
Yeah, and the song really does have that kind of, that kind of classic old country ballad, I'm in trouble again kind of thing.
But it's funny because I originally meant it to be a Bruce Springsteen ballad. I was calling it my Bruce Springsteen song, but it turned into an old kind of country kind of doo-wop mishmash.
One of the great tracks on the new record by Sharon Van Etten. The album's called Are We There? I think right now my favorite track from the record is the song you're going to do next for us called Taking Chances, which is like a real nice slow build. And you want to do that for us?
Sure thing. Anything for you.
Sharon Van Etten and her band live on Soundcheck today. They are at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on June 12th, and then two shows at the Bowery Ballroom on June 13th and 14th. All three of those shows are sold out. But you can hear them live now here in the Soundcheck studio. The album, Are We There?, comes out on Tuesday. We're getting a bit of a preview here in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called Taking Chances.
Turn on the
Sharon Van Etten. The song is called Taking Chances, and that appears on her brand new album called Are We There? She and the band are playing live on Soundcheck and playing at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on June 12th, the Bowery Ballroom on June 13th and 14th. All three shows are sold out. We're going to move on to another song from the new record. This one is called Break Me. Once again, Sharon Van Etten and her band live on Soundcheck.
One, two, three, one, two.
Once again, Sharon Van Etten live on Soundcheck with the song called Break Me from the brand new album called Are We There? Sharon sang and played keyboards, Doug Keith on guitar, Brad Cook on bass, Heather Woods Broderick playing more keyboards and backing vocals, Darren Jesse behind the drum kit. The album is called Are We There? And Sharon, you mentioned Springsteen before and, you know, liking playing other people's songs. You actually recorded a version of his Drive All Night for the AV Club, right?
Yeah.
In the Stone Pony, the
place. In the Stone Pony, got to play in Jersey. I had never been there before in my life. Always
to the Stone Pony.
Go. Yeah, just never happened.
So you'd never made that pilgrimage before.
I know. It's
to where it all began.
The shame.
Now, but you grew up in Jersey, right?
Yeah, born and raised.
So how important is Springsteen to a musician from New Jersey?
My mom still tells me stories about her coming down to the basement, because my mom and dad are vinyl collectors, and they came downstairs to the basement and just saw me as a little kid pumping my fist in the air to Born in the USA. It was just ingrained in me as a child, you know?
Uh-huh. So you picked a deep track, though, from his 1980 record, The River. Does that song have special significance for you?
Well, you know, again, it made sense with what I've been going through with trying to figure out career and love and life and the idea of being in a car and driving forever to be there for somebody. I mean, it felt right.
So have you got all this figured out now, the love and the life and the career?
Never.
No, of course
I don't
not.
Know. I'm still figuring it out. But, you know, right now it's a good thing to focus on.
Yeah. Well, let me focus on something else for a second. That is your Tumblr account, SharonVanHalen.tumblr.com. It has like people sharing stories about, you know, seeing you and listening to the songs. And there's someone sporting a tattoo that references one of your song titles, Love More.
Have you seen that one yet? I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. Someone who has a Love More tattoo. Now, what are your feelings about fans getting your song titles and lyrics tattooed on their bodies?
That's sweet. I don't know. I feel very honored, I guess, and I hope that their parents aren't upset with me. And hopefully it's not a lyric from Every Time the Sun Comes Up. And hopefully...
True enough. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I have tattoos. I'm not anti-tattoo, but... They are permanent, kids.
Yeah.
You have a record.
I used to sing to my daughter when she was growing up, at a bedtime song, I used to sing Neil Young's Hey, Hey, My, My.
Aww.
And when she turned 18, she got that line, it's better to burn up than to fade away, tattooed
wow.
on her.
Wow. What did you do?
I told Neil Young when he came into the studio, and he was like, uh-oh! Gotta be careful!
That's a good response. Good response. Yay, Neil.
So the album's out on May 27th, on Tuesday. Are We There is the new record from Sharon Van Etten. So that's going to be on some summer playlists for this year. But do you have a summer jam? Something that, for you, is just speaks of... long car rides to the beach or vacation or whatever?
I think, well, any Neil Young record.
Really?
Definitely. I mean, it's just feel good. It's something I grew up with. It's a good go-to. But also if I'm in a dancing mode, I've been putting on this band Glass Candy that I really, really like. It's kind of minimal electronic, kind of post-punk, but pretty raw.
And where are they from?
I think they're from around here.
Glass Candy.
Yeah, Johnny Jewel's the producer, and it's on Italians Do It Better, the label, and it's really fun to dance to.
Yeah, fun label, too.
Yes.
Well, Sharon, congratulations on the new record. Great to have you back with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you love the Soundcheck podcast, consider showing your support with a one-time donation or become a monthly sustainer. Go to soundcheck.org and click on support. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.